Well, somebody we talk to every week about this time is Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And Mike is here. We kind of go through some of the headlines that are part of the weekly group of news pieces that he sends out. Mike, thanks again for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just came from the Michigan basketball game where they thumped Houston.
So good feelings abound.
Yeah.
Wolverines and Spartans can feel good today. Some other Spartans will be on the edge of their seats in just a little bit.
A little bit later tonight.
Well, Mike, what we try to do is to give people kind of an example of some of the headlines that you give every week as you talk about what's going on in Michigan technology and entrepreneur news. So let's see. I see here that the Michigan SBDC, we just talked about them earlier on, the Small Business Development Center, is offering a cyber threat risk assessment tool to small businesses.
Yeah, they call it small business big threat, but it's, you know, cybersecurity issues are big for everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
But in this case, they're working with Trivalent Group out of Grand Rapids. They've set up a website where you can go in and answer a bunch of questions, and it'll tell you at the end of answering these questions how secure you are. Mm. And then, you know, depending on that, what that is, it'll offer you webinars, in-person training, action plans, all sorts of stuff to help you get more, to get your website better so the bad guys stay out, right?
Great, you know? Resource. Is there a cost for that?
No, it's free.
Isn't that excellent? Boy, that's wonderful. I was just this week at the mobile app development seminar for non-tech and entrepreneurs out at Automation Alley. That was supported by this small business development center, and my hat's off to them for all the stuff they're doing for small businesses. Another headline,
which I might add, they're joining us as a partner in 2016, but go ahead.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. Another headline I saw there was that with a projected 400,000 drones that they expect to be sold at Christmas time, the FAA is setting up some rules. It's going to be a crackdown coming in 2016 on who gets to use it and how.
Yeah, that estimate, I've heard it all over the board. I've heard 400,000, I've heard 1 million, but what it is lots of folks are going to buy drones for their kids or themselves or whoever for Christmas. But there's a lot of rules that go along with those. And so the other thing that's happening is, as you know, you've had a show on this previous, is they're probably going to require folks to register them with N numbers, just like airplanes. And I don't know if they're going to have transponders, Gary. Heck, they might do that too. but I mean, because it's going to be some of these darn things in the air. How do they regulate that, right?
Well,
so the FAA and they're scrambling right now to get all this stuff done. Amazon's already showing its new service with delivery drones. That's in beta. Skies are going to be filled with drones, boys.
Well, and some of the delivery drones actually are drones, because technically a drone is driven by artificial intelligence. What's going to be sold basically, and we use the term drones, but they're really quadcopters. They're controlled
really
by people.
Yeah, that's most of them. Yeah, with a camera typically, but in the case of Amazon, they're much bigger because they have to carry boxes and things.
Right. Yeah, and they use artificial intelligence to actually drive those. So those technically are drones.
But the key thing is that we really do need, for our own safety, to have some good regulations out there. And so that's one of the headlines you've been following. Mike, we've got just a few seconds left here, and I want to be able to tell people how to get hold of MI Tech News. How do you do that?
Well, just surf on over to mitechnews.com, or they can go to your website.
Sure.
You guys link to me. We offer up all sorts of stuff, including this podcast from a number of other partners of ours, you know, e-newsletters. We're going to be starting video sometime in 2016.
Wow.
We got it all going on there.
How much does all this goodness cost?
Well, nothing for the consumers.
There you go.
My advertisers pay the freight.
So, folks, for you out there, you get a lot of content Wednesdays. You'll get the video and audio content. And then on Fridays, you'll get an email with all the rest of this information. Headlines like the ones we talked about today and much more about entrepreneurship and technology in the state of Michigan. And then don't forget the M-Squared TechCast. That's on the PodcastDetroit.com network as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, and have a great week.
Thanks, guys.